This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Kuba bonke abantu abakwi cryptocurrency, ladies and gentlemen, kuba bonke abantu abatradayo. We have a special show or a special interview for you. Menpi, how are you, brother?
Abraham, I'm good. How's it?
We're good, man. Long time no see.
We've been hanging there, doing the things, trading, DJing, everything.
How is money, man?
No, money is good. I won't lie, money is good. But you know, there are good days and there are bad days.
Yeah. Kunjalo ke business ni, there are rainy days asuke khona, and there are like ama sunshine days whereby yabona ukuthi azokuthini. Eh, sase ihamba ngolayini kanjena. Ukuthi uthi usabheke lokho futhi ukuthi you know that ice on water, ice on fire.
Yeah.
So man, we wanna know namhlanje, since we are speaking about or conversing about a cryptocurrency or a trading. First of all, take us through, man. What is the trading? What is cryptocurrency?
No. Trading is a foreign exchange market. You know, it's like you're trading towards. It's all about buying or selling. It's as simple as that. But you know, this thing, it's a situation whereby in Zulu they say umnotho.
Yeah.
Umnotho. I'm not sure about in English form. It's umnotho. It's where you gain money or you lose money, but what matters most is that you have to have a strategy to trade the foreign market exchange. Usually people use brokers. They are brokers. You use brokers to fund your money. It's like a bank.
Mm.
You fund your money through the broker. You download the MetaTrader app. It's called a MetaTrader app that they use. You fund your money. And then you use a strategy, you know. You have to have a strategy. In everything that you do, you have to have a strategy.
Yeah, so there's trading, and trading you need a broker to trade. So I'm a graph where now that's the most difficult thing for most of our viewers. It's young and fine, so it's a little broker. E graph analysis ya kono ibuka kanjani mo umuntu or sufisa ukutrain or trade ya analyze kanjani.
So with us, I'm in a group or organization which is called the Forex Beast Killer Markets Killers.
Yeah.
With that, we have a beginner's strategy where you teach beginners how to trade, how to see what's going on with the candles, with the graphs and everything.
Mm.
And then there's other courses that we do. We do trend line courses, S&D, fair value gap trading. Basically, when you trade with us, you are able to know what you're looking for in a chart.
Mm.
In the instant that you open a chart, you know this is a market that I can trade. This is a market that I cannot trade.
Mm.
You know?
So when do you buy and sell the stock exchange that you're talking about?
So basically, it's all about selling high and buying low.
Yeah.
When the demand is high, then that's where you buy.
Yeah.
If there are more people demanding a product, if there are more people demanding that the market must go up, that's when you buy. But there are zones that you have to follow. There are rules and regulations of the market, as everything. But in that, it's just like a business, normal business.
Menpi, we all know, Gutena, for someone to start a business, you need a capital, you know,
yeah.
A capital, the money that you gonna use to start your business. So with foreign exchange or cryptocurrency.
Yeah, cryptocurrency.
So what is the start, the minimum or the estimation of imali that one must have?
So honestly speaking, you can start up from 50 rand,
50.
Depending on the broker though. Yeah. South African brokers allows you to fund an account of maybe around 50 rand. But the thing is, with a small capital, it's hard to start a business.
Yeah, yeah.
So in trading, if you have large capital, you are able to have much more fun after. It's like you'll have a much more bigger return.
Mm.
But if you have like a small account, it's hard to maintain. But with large sum of money, it's pretty easy. So what I could suggest is that a 500 account or a 1,000 rand account is better. But before you even start to like feel like you can trade, yeah, you must open a demo account. There's the account called a demo that you trade and train and see if you are capable of entering the market before you even fund your account.
Mm. We all know Menpi Ogutena, your business is risky. Yeah, well, you have to just get yourself or get used to that. Business is risky. So, in a scale of 1 to 10, it's in a risk yagwa cryptocurrency or trading.
If you have never traded before, you're just opening the chart for the first time, the scale is 11. I won't lie.
Oh, yeah, it's
11
high.
Out of 10, you see. But if you have learned the strategies that we possess, understand the market and become comfortable, the scale is an average, 5 or below.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ungathini kubalalela amakhaya abafisa ukuqala le trading, yeah, the trading union mangasho.
Yeah, the truth be told, ukuthi umnotho wecountry yethu is falling, and we have to find other alternatives to fund our money, fund our homes, fund ukudla lokumele school emndenini. So mina, what I would suggest is that people should learn how to trade, because this is something that's it's really coming from high school to varsities. Now it's going to go to workplaces. So
What do I need, like the resources? Must I have like a PC? Must I have an expensive phone ukuze ngikwazi ukufola under this mkhakha?
I know. What you actually need is just your phone, but a PC is a bonus. If you have your phone, you sign up with a broker, you train with the demo, you find people that could help you. But what I would suggest is stay away from Instagram mentors. You know those Instagram mentors that try to soften you to subscribe under them. They those are scams. Forex is not a scam, but what is a scam is the people who use Forex to scam people. So, in a way, find a person that could help you, mentor you, someone close, someone who knows what he or she is doing, and then you'll be good to go. But if you don't have, you can go and subscribe to our Facebook page at Forex Bizkilla Market, and then you'll take it from there.
Can we pin the lay ama scams? Because mina, I know like 5 of my friends, ama account trouble were hacked on Instagram because of bona laba bantu aba scamayo using a cryptocurrency. What advice would you give to abantu langa pandle?
The advice I would give is that you'd rather stick to someone close to you who knows trading, or you'd rather stick to a person who is starting up their trading plan, because the people who are rich in this thing, most of them they're scamming people because they don't have time.
Yeah.
They don't have time. They open groups with 1,000 people or 10,000 people perhaps. How can you help 10,000 people when you're one person? So it's better to find a person that you see is good at what he or she is doing, but limit the circle. Don't be 100 people or 2,000 people, and then you having one mentor, you understand? Mm. And stay away from people who say, give me money and then I will do something for you, trade for you or whatnot. Open your broker and try to find your ways for yourself.
Siyabonga MNP, qhubeka kuyo DJ ama graphs lapha. Thank you, brother.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.